Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
An American icon has died.
What's love got to do?
Another Republican's in the running for president.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president.
It's been a year since the Uvalde school shooting.
Remembering is important, but it's also painful.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
You're sampling the best.
The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, died today at 83. CBS's Allison Keys takes a look back at her iconic career.
I'll never keep on burning.
That voice. Those moves, that talent, Tina Turner had it all and walked through fire to get there.
In the beginning, Ike was very good to me.
But she left Ike Turner in 1976 after years of abuse and shot to superstardom with her album, Private Dancer.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for...
Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier on her influence.
She was the first African-American black artist on the cover of Rolling Stone and the first female.
Tina Turner died after a long illness at her home in Switzerland. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just made a big announcement on Twitter.
I am running for president of the United States to lead our great American comeback. Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes. And we feel it in our bones.
He could be former President Trump's strongest Republican rival. Today marks 1 year since the horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children and two teachers were killed.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. President Biden marked the passing of a year flanked by 21 candles.
It's time to act.
Mr. Biden again called on lawmakers to pass the gun reforms he's been proposing since his candidacy.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress passes some common sense gun safety laws to keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
Bans on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines remain stalled. Republicans and a small number of Democrats oppose the proposals.
Still no debt deal in Washington. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president's team will continue to negotiate in good faith to reach a reasonable bipartisan budget agreement.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there have to be spending cuts.
The off-ramp here is to solve the problem, to spend less than we spent last year. That's not that difficult. They still want to spend more. You cannot do that.
The House goes on recess tomorrow, but members will have 24 hours to return to Washington if a deal's made. This is CBS.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Justice Department's been investigating President Biden's son, Hunter, for possible tax crimes. And now CBS's Jim Axelrod is talking with the IRS agent, blowing the whistle on what he says is preferential treatment.
The whistleblower's name is Gary Shapley. He's a 14-year veteran of the IRS, a supervisory special agent. And he says that he and his team ran into what he calls a slow walking of the investigation into this highly sensitive target. He says there was preferential treatment. He could not name who the target was. CBS News can report that the target is Hunter Biden.
We're a skinny black girl descended.
Amanda Gorman's famous poem, The Hill We Climb, has now been pulled from a school in Miami after a parent complained it had indirect hate messages. Florida's been banning books on race, sex, and social justice. You are listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Typhoon Mawar made landfall as a Category 4 storm, and it is still slamming Guam with powerful winds and rain. North Carolina resident Trisha Regalia is stuck there.
I wasn't expecting to be stuck here for 5 days, and I'm actually getting married next week.
It is the strongest storm to hit the island in decades. Another round of layoffs at Facebook's parent company. CBS's Jason Brooks has details.
Meta employees announced on LinkedIn that they were let go in the latest round, with the cuts happening across a number of departments, including engineering, recruiting, marketing, and user experience. 10,000 Meta employees were cut in the last two rounds, totaling 21,000 layoffs over all three.
Target is removing some LGBTQ merchandise from its stores ahead of Pride Month. The retailer says it got intense backlash from customers, including some who got violent with workers. Bud Light faced similar reactions over its partnership with a transgender influencer.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Kids all over the world are hitting the metaverse and trading traditional lessons for virtual ones.
British students log into their metaverse school, connecting them with classmates from around the world. Using VR, not the magic school bus, they can shrink down to investigate the human body.
Closer to you.
It was really cool how I got to put the heart in a different place, because if you were in a normal classroom, you can't do that.
The technology can also help the past come alive. By bringing lessons to life, teachers say students learn more while literally reaching for the stars. Ian Lee, CBS News, London.
Netflix has started its crackdown on password sharing in the U.S. The streamer sent out emails yesterday, but warnings are now popping up when users log into their accounts saying only people you live with can watch. That's the World News Roundup, late edition for Wednesday, May 24, 2023. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question, from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.